All right, Sal, I believe that if you can give us a quick update on the second century and what you got going on there, welcome.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Thank you, Secretary, for having me on today. It's been a great pleasure to be part of Second Century. I am the Development Director and have been with Second Century for about a year and a half now. Had a lot of cool things happen. Everybody kind of saw the Can-Am that we raffled off last year. We was very successful with that. We had a really good run with our motorcycle this summer that we gave away back in August. And I wanted to share with you guys today a little bit about what we've got going on here in 2022, the rest of 2022, and to give away in 2023. So, Mr. Hull, if you could play the video, that'd be great. Mr. Chairman, this has been a fun project, getting this all put together this year. Kind of all came together this summer, and then working diligently with your guys' staff and with our staff to get all this stuff put together and to get this new project rolled out. There was no dollars spent on this project as of right now. The truck and boat was 100% donation to us. Which is fantastic to be able to have that kind of a giveaway. We've got between a $5,000 to $10,000 gear package that will go along with the truck and the boat when we give it away. Our plans right now, we're going to host a big gala in June to give this away at, and all money raised will go to Habitat in our great state. I will say, with being in the hunting industry for so long and being part of this and in the last couple of projects, it's a exciting time to be living in South Dakota, but also being part of Second Century. There's a lot of steam brewing, and a lot of companies are taking notice to what we're doing in South Dakota for habitat and for our state and for public lands and stuff. And so it's a very exciting time for us, and hopefully we will surpass what we did on the Can-Am with this package this year. I will stand by for questions if anybody has any.
Sure, so I'll see if we got questions in a second. I'll just tell you that we certainly appreciate the energy you bring to the fundraising efforts. Your leadership in this is standalone, and we really appreciate it. Couldn't do it without you. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work and promoting that and in South Dakota and their habitat. So anybody have any questions for Sal? Lots of nods to keep up the good work, Sal. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
We'll talk soon. With that, is there any other items to come before the commission before I let Secretary Roebling have the final word? Okay. As usual, if you have agenda items for our December meeting, areas of interest or study that you'd like to have staff report on or check into, please get those to Secretary Roebling or to Liz, and we can get those on the docket for our next agenda. With that, Secretary Roebling.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And the first person I want to thank is you. And thank you for the hospitality. Thank you for allowing us to meet here in your facility and provide the meeting room. And thank you for the gathering we had yesterday afternoon. Much appreciated. It was a great afternoon with commissioners, and this morning was a great field tour with staff. So I wanted to thank staff for showing us around to the state parks, showing us around to some of the projects we have going on in the area. Very exciting things happened in the Madison area, and just very, very, very proud of the team. I also want to thank those three sitting over there, Nick, Liz, and Chris, because when we have technological difficulties or adversity hit, they're always very reliable, and we can always be rest assured we'll get through the meeting very smoothly. And I appreciate getting through everything and making everything work very well, all three of you. So thank you for that. You know, we are in a very busy time of year for a specific group of people, and those are our law enforcement officers. I do want to just say thank you to those folks in regards to the long, long days, the weekends they're dedicating and committing to the state of South Dakota, protecting the resources. You know, their jobs really require them to be out there during the times of greatest use. And those times are obviously the weekends, the holidays, the times that the recreational users are out and about. So I want to thank Sam. Appreciate your work. And with that, yes, it's again November. The rut is on. I always tell staff during November, make sure you spend some time outdoors, take some time away. This is probably September annual leave, so I'm going to try to take a little myself and enjoy the great outdoors, doing some deer hunting with my family, and it should be a lot of fun. So thank you, commissioners, and we will see you in December. Thank you.
Very well. If there's anything else from the commission, I would declare motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.